FAP, but no sooner had we started in 1993 than this family, which we'd been looking after Tim Bishop and I for some time, came up trumps. This was an autosomal dominant colon family where there was colon and endometrial cancers running in the family, the youngest being 18, but there wasn't excess polyps. And this laboured under the rather heavy title of hereditary non-polyposis colon cancer. And because they had skin cancer, it was called Muir-Torre syndrome. And we just mapped it to chromosome 2 when we discovered that we were tracing the same gene as our colleagues in Baltimore and in Finland. We were approached by the Bostonians, who were yeast geneticists, because they'd heard what the Baltonians, the Baltimore people, had found, that these tumours had lots of spelling mistakes in them. And they, being yeast geneticists, knew where to look. So we sent them some DNA, and sure enough, Ted, who'd had a total of 9 cancers, had a mutation in his MSH2 gene, identified using the yeast homolog, or ortholog. And so this was, in fact, one of the two families that was first identified in the cell paper written by Richard Kolodner's team. That got us up and running, and we were very excited because we realised that this was a much more attractive population in which to do chemo prevention work, because they were grown-ups and they didn't have so many polyps to count. So CAP2 started to be born almost as soon as CAP1 got going.